What's up, Will and Grace fans? We are here to talk the season finale. There was a lot of actual sex, there was a lot of non-sex, and there were two people that have a big problem with it. We're here to talk about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Will and Grace fans? We are here to talk the season finale. You guys, I can't believe the season finale has come so fast.
I'm going to miss that music.
I'm going to miss the music. I'm going to miss you guys. We're going to miss you guys in the chat.
It's a good. It's also a good thing though, because it's a season finale, but there's more seasons coming.
Agreed.
So you know that's a good thing, but it's a little bittersweet.
It is a little bittersweet. I don't know what I'm going to do with my Thursday nights anymore. I am Timothy Michael. I am here with my host. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves.
Hey everyone, my name is Krista McLaughlin.
Louisa.
Hey guys, I'm Nakia Monet.
That is my wonderful panel. You guys, I'm so glad that we have a full panel tonight.
Reunited, and it feels so good. We had to come back for the end.
Yeah, of course, of course. What were your initial thoughts of the season finale of Will and Grace?
I thought it went out with a bang, but it wasn't that great.
Okay.
A lot of truth is exposed. A lot of things that they both have to, you know, deal with and move forward with the next season, probably tackle those issues.
So. Yeah.
I thought it was fun. Like, I thought, because I think when shows usually try to do a season finale, I think sometimes we think too hard about it. Mm-hmm. And by they, I mean the network, not us, because we're not supposed to be thinking about it. So I think this was fun. It's Will and Grace. They're the OGs.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good time.
I am going to agree with Crystal, because I feel like it did go out with a bang, but it didn't go out with a season finale bang. I felt like it was an episode before a season finale, where they're still setting things up, and then they still have all of these issues to resolve, which is great, because they open it up for the next seasons. But I just thought it was, I don't want to say the word half, but it was kind of halved.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. Yeah. Let's talk about the actual episode though, guys, because I know that's why you're here to talk about. So let's open with Karen and Malcolm, because I found this entire storyline to be very funny. So Karen still has to choose between Stan or Malcolm. And apparently Malcolm wants to withhold sex because Karen won't make a decision. Have you guys ever withheld sex for a guy because, or woman, you never know, guys, because they didn't, you know, do what you wanted them to do?
You know what? Yeah, because, and me being a woman, I relate to that, even though, you know, Malcolm's a man. He wants that status. He wants that commitment before he truly, you know, gives fully of himself. So I'm for it. And I think maybe we can all relate.
We know Nakia can't hold out.
I don't think I've ever been withholding sex. But, I mean, of course there's threats made, but I don't think I've ever held sex from anybody. I'm
ultimatum.
Sorry. Because I'd like it just as much. So, because I'd be upset if I'm withholding. I'm like, but damn, now I actually want it. But but as a woman, like, you're absolutely right. Or a man, if you're arguing with someone, you do throw the threats out a little bit. You do say, I'm not going to give you
put
any.
Put a ring on it.
And then
like,
10 minutes
know?
Later, you're like, all right, let's do this. Yeah. That's me. I'm like, you know what? We're not. What?
Yeah.
Like, no, okay. Stop.
I know. I'm full of empty threats as well, you guys. I cannot. Louisa, we give you complete props.
Yes. I give it to you, girlfriend.
I can't go more than like a day with threatening. Mm-mm. No,
listen.
I just can't do it.
It's unless hard. They did something really bad. Like, something that you're, like, thinking of not staying with that person. And then it's like, put the brakes.
See,
I'm not going to be in this relationship anymore. I need to rethink all
I'm
of this.
I'm guilty because...
See, really? Not even then, because then I'm like, this is what you're missing.
Exactly.
This is what you messed up on.
That's where I'm messing up on
that. That just means you have a lot more dignity than me. Yes,
because I'm like, me and Tim are like, well, honestly.
So that just brings us to our next conversation, because there were some heated moments between Malcolm and Karen in this episode. One of the scenes was this cherry stem scene when he gives her a K and she goes full blown with her lady parts. What did she call it? Her lady snatcher? Lady snatcher. And spells out his entire name. Can anybody do this with a cherry? Because I've always been
fascinated. In my mouth, but not down there.
Oh, no.
I'm like, whoa, that's some talent.
But then I haven't tried, so maybe.
So you can tie it, like, you can tie it not.
Oh, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm jealous, because I used to always try to do that, and I can't.
I can't do
I'm really good, and I'm very quick, too.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Tie a knot with your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Does that just kind of prove that you're good at other stuff orally?
They say that could
they
be.
They say that, they yeah. say. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this.
I will neither confirm nor deny this.
Maybe this is what she's doing while she's withholding sex, just to get them yes. just to get them revved up. And she's yes. like, this is what I could do. I see your game, Crystal. I see your game. I've always tried it, like Nikia, but I've never.
Failed.
That and have you guys ever done like the Starburst wrapper as
yes.
well?
I've heard about no. that.
I can't wait. I haven't done
that. You've never heard of that?
No.
You either. Unwrap a Starburst while eating it in your mouth. And yeah. it comes to the same
Oh, that's torture. Sorry. I think it's been on you a little
ice?
Bit.
I mean, this is TMI, but have you guys used ice while doing things? Like, is that true?
So, okay, so
since for those, that are, for those that are listening to us and
children,
can't visually
please,
see us,
or I just may took stand a sip away for 5 minutes.
My drink.
drink your drink, Shelby.
I took a sip of my tea.
Let's change the subject.
No, I will answer the question. I've never done ice, but if you guys ever put a Listerine strip in your mouth.
Yes.
Or the mint. Yes.
Yes. Yes. A mint Listerine strip or something that's very, very minty.
What does that do?
It kind of, it's just kind of like, it's like a cooling
sensation. It's like a cooling
feeling.
Altoids.
Okay, well then. I'll stop by now.
Hey, because this is, that's why I say like this episode, like the season finale, it's that type of episode. It gets you kind of riled up and it gets, because it was just all sex.
Yes,
it was so much.
Yeah.
So it gets you a little excited.
Yeah.
So you guys, if you're a little offended by our sex talk, then I don't know what to tell you.
Then
it
you will probably be
episode.
Very offended by this episode because there was a lot of
so
it, right?
Sex. Yes. Speaking of sex talk, that non-sex, imaginary sex that Malcolm and
that.
Karen
oh my God.
That's pure talent.
I want to try
only
that.
Only they can do that.
I do want to talk about that because as actors, for A, I'm sure they've probably broken the blooper reel
yes.
several times because I probably would have. And if they didn't, that's just a testament to how good they are.
Yeah.
But I loved that scene because I feel like it was also a lot of improv too.
Yeah.
It totally was.
Because how do you script that?
You
talent.
Can't. That's how I was running. I feel like they gave Alec and Karen, I mean Karen, Megan Mullally a scene and was like, here guys, we just want you to create something.
Yes.
Because that was just too funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine being those actors on that set and I would cry because all the hand movements that they were doing and the gestures, I'm like, this scene is ridiculous.
Imagine being the crew.
That's why they are dying.
Best scene.
Yeah.
Best scene.
It reminds me of when Harry Met Sally.
The
orgasm
table.
Yes.
Love so
that
totally
Fun
love that.
Fun fact,
yes.
That table is actually still there. The restaurant actually still looks exactly
wow.
the same. And they have a sign pointing at the table that says where Harry Met Sally is filmed.
That's
and me
cool.
and my friends have sat there and tried to recreate that scene.
That's really cool.
Still looks the same.
And
that's
everybody,
really cool.
does everyone watch you recreate?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Fun.
Gotta love New York
that's
City.
That is hilarious.
Moving into the ultimatum. So ultimately, Karen obviously picks Stan. Because that's
her
who
money
she
maker.
Loves. Yeah,
cha-ching.
That's who she loves.
She
Let's
loves.
Stop treating Stan like
she
he's an
She loves him, but she does say you're a good vacation. But Stan is my home and the surrounding properties
yes,
around
exactly.
it.
Yes.
But I think you're right. I think she loves him, but he
she
just
does.
Happens to come with a bonus.
Of
like he just happens to have money. But that's who she is. She's a 1%.
She needs it. Yeah, she
Malcolm
needs
probably
status.
Has money too, though. I
yeah,
feel
that
like
is true.
Right.
True. I don't think she would.
So it definitely
I don't think she
is.
Would have sex
yeah.
with him if he did.
Yeah, yeah that's true.
Yeah.
But I think so. She loves Stan because. But then we find out. Then it's like, then I start to ask the questions, like, does she really love him or is
no.
she just settling because of the whole Will and Grace situation? Because,
oh, yeah.
you know, have you guys ever done that where you guys have either dated someone or you felt like you've settled just because you don't want to end up single or alone or...
Yeah.
Or because all
no.
of your friends are, like,
yeah.
around
yeah.
and they're getting engaged or married or in long-term
Not
relationship,
but dating
yeah.
someone for the wrong reasons. And then you yes, wake like up, a, you're like, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
This is my life.
I tried dating someone because I'm like, let me just open and be new and try
Ugh,
something new.
But that's
but,
different. Dating.
Yeah, dating. Not relationship.
Not
no.
relationship.
Because I don't want to waste their time and
no.
string them along. Because
no.
I always think about the other person.
Yeah, same.
But
and dating, it didn't work out dating.
You know, fear of loneliness, it's so real. And me
I
and Crystal were talking about this a few
mm-hmm.
days ago. And that's why this episode kind of hit home for me. It's scary when you get up there to a certain age or even think about the future. You don't want to be alone, right?
Yeah.
I do have a gay best friend, so I don't feel alone. But I can relate so much to it where maybe some things do need to change. You know, opening up to dating and different people.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's scary out there. And
it's so
adulting
scary.
Is not fun. But
no.
this episode does remind you, like, the older you get, like, things are happening.
Get your
like,
shit together.
Yeah. Seriously.
But I feel like they don't even have their shit together.
They don't.
They
don't.
Don't.
I think we have this idea of what adulting is,
yeah.
and then we see them doing their things, and we're like, oh, well, I guess okay. You don't really become an adult when you're an adult.
I think everybody has their own journey and their own path. And absolutely. When you reach whatever you reach is when you reach it. I feel like it's really unfair for you to compare yourself to others.
Yeah. Same.
This scene with Smitty, though, we have to talk about. Because I feel like Smitty is one of the best recurring characters throughout this season.
Yes.
And I just love him. And I feel like we just have to give him so many props. Yeah. Because he's so good.
Hashtag
me too.
Me too. That was that's what I always wondered, was that scene also improv? Because that was one of the best scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're pretty much having a threesome with poor Smitty, and he's just like, well, I'm getting paid for this. Then it made me think, I'm like, is this what rich people do?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that scene got a little awkward, but yeah. Well, yeah. So Malcolm ends up leaving, because obviously Karen has made her decision. I want to move into the Will and Grace storyline, because this one was packed full of stuff. So Grace's dad, Martin, is living with them now. Will's mom comes along because of Grace, which I was like, Grace, you know how she treats you. Why would you invite her along just to make Will miserable? Mm-hmm. But you're also making yourself miserable. So what was the point in that? I was so confused.
It's like a tit for tat thing.
Yeah. I did love seeing Blythe, though.
She's beautiful.
Because, I mean, think about it, though. They're like they said, they're like brother and sister. So of course they're going to do that. They're gonna pick at each other.
Of course.
And it's so funny because that's what they've made that episode about them being incestuous, you know, almost.
Yeah.
Right? And then there she goes calling the mom. Like, that's what you do when you have a sibling. Like, you make it worse for them. And even if you could possibly get in trouble, you don't care because you want to get them, right?
Yes. I love how this episode was called A Family Affair.
Yeah.
Because we really saw that in the living room scene when they were playing charades and the parents were complaining about the kids and the kids were like complaining about the parents, but also sticking up for their parents, like, prospectively. I just thought that was a really fascinating,
very funny,
like, family dynamic. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you brought it up, like, they might become, at the end of the episode, obviously brother and sister. They already are. So,
I'm happy that it hit home. It's like, you know what? They probably have to figure out their personal life. Like, Grace and Will, they're just too comfortable, right? And maybe they need to start dating. And hopefully this next season will show them kind of separating in different ways.
Yeah. Right. Well, the family dynamic only gets a little bit more complicated because then we find out that Will's mom and Grace's dad, Marilyn and Martin, are sleeping together.
Gross.
Did anybody catch on that was going to happen?
I knew for a fact. Yeah. Because Martin, dad is single, mom just died. And I think when you get older, there's a lot of things you do differently when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
When you're in your 20s, you do things carefully, you date people. But when you start to get older, you're like, I don't care, I'm going to marry you tomorrow.
I want someone.
And a lot of older people tend to have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Because they say nursing, nursing homes, the number of sex and the number of sexual transmitted diseases are high for older people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done with menopause, so you're just ready. So I definitely seen that coming. They're both single.
Yeah.
They were drinking.
I felt like it was a setup. Like, they knew they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they maybe had, like, a little side conversation, and she was like, well, I'm offended. And she goes to the room, and he goes, well, I'm going to go check up on your mother.
Right.
Like, it seemed so set up, like, almost like a really bad porno.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know,
really old bad porno.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like the thing where you tap the person, you're like, you tap them under the table, like, let's leave these two alone.
Yes.
Like, if you're on a double date and one couple goes away, that's what it reminded me of.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, obviously, Will and Grace have a problem with this because they feel like they're moving too fast because I feel like they knew each other because Will and Grace have been best friends, obviously, for years. Mm-hmm. So they've obviously met in certain common surroundings, but never, like, this intimate.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that they're moving too fast?
No, I think they're just showing us the differences in generations. Here's a couple that, you know, they're probably afraid to die tomorrow, right? They want to live their life to the fullest. They found a partner that they can spend their life with, so they want to make it official. Then we have Grace and Will that they're taking forever to make a move, right? So I think they're just showing us, you know, viewers, how different people and how different dynamics work.
How life is
work.
Short.
Yeah.
Maybe how life is short,
life is
right?
Short, yeah. But I love
think,
and all that.
Yeah, but I think also they are kind of moving a little too fast. I mean, you know that they know each other, but I mean, they slept with each other one time and now they're committing to marriage. Like, I can understand if they want to move in with each other.
Yes.
Then I'd be like, yeah, why not? You know, they're at that age where, like, you know, life is going to come to an end
soon. I agree
soon.
With you. The marriage part's fast, but if they were to move in together, I would totally
I'd be
second
like,
that.
Woo!
Because they're older. Yeah. It's like having a new best friend. You're in the house. You can have as much sex if you want.
Yeah.
Do your thing. But the marriage part, I was like, okay, let's.
Yeah. And also they could kind of look out for each other because they are older, which is good. But yes, I agree with you guys. The marriage part did come a little fast. It was actually kind of surprising to me, which is why I felt like the season finale was just a little just jumble just it together. Like, yeah, because I'm like, you're trying to fit in a lot right now.
Yeah.
So it was just a little confusing to me. Before we actually get to the marriage part, though, I want to talk about Jack's storyline. Mm. Because Jack had and I just felt like Jack's storyline this episode was a little jumbled, too.
Yeah.
I loved Karen and Malcolm. I loved Will and Grace. Jack, I just felt like he was thrown in there and added on. Because he's obviously having issues with, you know, how he just got rejected by Drew. So he goes to Ibiza. I don't know where Jack gets his money from, but okay.
Number one party town ever.
Yeah, he probably borrowed, like, Will's credit card or something. but he meets Stefan, who is this Spanish flight attendant, and he brings him back to the States. Guys, it went really fast. I was like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Because
he's a flight attendant.
That's
so true. I get the whole, like, I'm flying into New York.
Okay.
I'm just going to come and meet your friends. Because at first, I totally forgot he was a flight attendant. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell? He bought him home. And then I was like,
the whole suitcase in the sand thing?
I missed it. No, I've seen that. But when he bought him in the house, at first, I forgot.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, actually, he's a flight attendant. Flight attendants do that. Like, they fly into one city. They have fun, quote, unquote. I'm doing the air quotes for those listening to us. And then you leave. But they're doing something a little different.
Yeah.
It's just a little fast.
I felt like, once again, just rushing through the episode.
Well, he's having a heartbreak, right? He's feeling bad about himself, so I think he's trying to suppress those feelings. And what do? People have different things that they do, right? They drink, they eat, and he finds new men.
The fastest way to get over one man is to get
under another.
There you go.
Amen to that.
So he brings Stefan back. So Stefan meets Will and Grace. Stefan also meets Marilyn and Martin, and it's just like this really weird. I'm going to say family dynamic again because Jack is like Will's little brother.
Yeah.
Will and Grace's little brother, if you think about it, because they both kind of look out for him. And now Jack is in this environment with Stefan. Stefan is kind of critiquing everything that's going on. Freaking Martin proposes to Marilyn. Jack wants Stefan to propose to him. There was a lot.
It was too much. He sat down, Jack stood up. Like, it was just perfect.
But that was the best proposal.
Yeah.
Will you propose to me?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm definitely taking that now.
That's amazing.
Will you do me the honor of proposing to me?
I love that.
But it was a lot.
It reminded me of, like, you ever seen, like, a play or a type of movie where they shoot something in, like, one scene? I don't know what that's called. The camera.
Continuous.
That's what that reminds. I don't know if that's what the script said. Like, as I feel like it was just so much. It was like,
boom, boom, boom.
Jack, Will and Grace, Marilyn and Martin, and then, like, the dogs. And it's like, I don't know if they, like, the writers are like, we got to get everything done in this one shot. I don't know if that's what they were trying to go for.
Right.
But it was a lot happening in that one shot.
Yes. There certainly was, yeah.
Agreed. I didn't like how they were so mean to Grace.
I don't know.
You look like a man. Or it's like, stop it. Stop it with the jabs already. Like, I think she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, let her be. One more thing I just have to add about Karen and her Botox.
Yes.
Her face was on fleek today. Her face, her bouncy blow dry.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of filler she had today or whatever, but her face was so
maybe
gorgeous.
Maybe it could be good skincare, Louisa.
No, please.
She was masking.
I don't know what that was, but just.
She did look amazing. I loved her outfit.
She did look amazing. And Grace always looks amazing, but I feel like we are accustomed to the Grace jabs. Like, everybody does it.
They're
kind of
nasty,
it's,
I feel like.
I
like it. I like it when, like, Jack and Will do it, but, like, I'm like, Stefan,
and
you
Karen
are brand
too.
New.
You're
and
not
Karen.
Allowed. Stay in your lane.
But it's like what you said, it's like that family dynamic. Your little brother brings his new boo around, and sometimes the boo might be a little rude, because there are people like that in real life.
Yeah.
And your boo is bothering your big sister.
Yeah.
So it did remind me of the family dynamic, but he was a little mean.
Well, I loved when Grace was, like, going to go hit him, and then Jack was like, go ahead. He was like, you could do it. I don't care.
It was like a family dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The parents are there with their three kids and their three dogs.
Right.
And little brother brings his new boo.
Yes.
Will and Grace are arguing, and I felt like I was watching, like, a family Thanksgiving
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. It's like Home Alone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that first night before they leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think what I liked about this episode is that all of this stuff is going on around Will and Grace, and they go out into the hallway because they obviously see an issue, because Grace points out everybody's making these huge life choices because they don't want to be like us. And I just thought, like, Will and Grace aren't that bad of people to be.
They're living their best lives.
Yes.
They're young.
They're happy.
I just think because, especially today, people do this whole, like, I gotta be in a relationship, you gotta be married and have kids.
True.
And I'm like,
so
guys, it's okay. They both have great careers. They're living their best life. It's okay to be single for a little bit. Yeah.
They both
got a big relationship.
They both look amazing. They're both in great shape.
Did you see that shirt Will was wearing?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, his muscles are
so good.
He's so sexy.
I kept looking at Eric McCormick like, whoa, I've never really looked at him in this way.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really good tonight.
That's
they're
true.
Both
when
content.
He drank that coffee, I was like, go.
So they're not bad people to want to be like.
There's a difference between between being alone and being lonely. They're happy. Mm-hmm. They complete each other. They have great careers. They have money. They're always going to dinners and all that stuff.
Yes.
It's, I want that life.
I think it's a parental, maternal thing where it's like, Grace, or like, you know, Will, don't you want to settle, have a kid one day, or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all like the that. Parents do 100%. It.
Agreed. Trust yes. Me, and I feel like it's just that added pressure when your parents
it's
are
awful.
Around.
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful.
So it was like natural
and
for them to go into
that. And we talk about that. We talk about
I
that all
deal
time,
with that every
so we
day.
Get
I'm
it.
Armenian. Yes. The tradition, the culture of finding a man here. I'm pushing 30 in a few months.
My mom, too.
It's
you know,
in my mind.
My mom's Mexican. She's just it's, like, what's going on
it's,
here?
It's like, leave me alone right now, you know?
So Jack comes in, and of course he has to have the last line zinger, which is if their parents got married, they would obviously be brother and sister. And Grace is like, looks terrified. Will looks terrified. And I'm like, you guys already are. I have my girlfriends that I'm like, we're pretty much brother and sister. They've seen my parts. I've seen their parts.
We're related.
Like, same
we're,
with me.
Whatever. Like,
but I don't really see my brother's parts, so.
But you've had one time.
Yeah, but like,
I'm just joking.
Is that weird? Maybe I just show off my parts too much, you guys.
Your parts are just always here.
It's your sister.
It's my sister.
I mean, I'm like that with like my sisters. You know what I mean? That's what I was just getting at. I was trying to make a funny joke.
Yeah. But overall, I feel like we have a consensus that this season finale wasn't a very...
Yeah.
It wasn't
It didn't go out with the
best
bang.
Season
yeah.
finale.
7 out of 10, maybe.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I would go a little lower than that, actually.
5.
Yeah.
Probably
maybe a 6.
Five. Yeah.
I would go a 6. I wouldn't go as far as a 5.
It wasn't a big bang. Like, it didn't leave, like, a lot of cliffhangers.
Yes.
Because when we come back from the next season, it's just going to be like, are the parents going to actually get married?
Married.
Yes. So it wasn't a huge bang. I just thought it was fun, but it was... Yeah.
I think what I was missing throughout the entire season was the four-person scene with Will, Jack, Grace, and Karen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what I was missing, especially in the last three episodes. It's been
too
very divided.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been Will and Grace, Jack and Karen, or Jack by himself, Karen by herself. So I wanted to see them all together because their dynamic as actors together just is amazing.
Yeah. I like it, but I think they're also showing us how people are struggling in their own ways. They're not always going to be a happy, fun dynamic, right? So, like, Will has his stuff to worry about, so does Karen, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, they probably do come together and unite, but it's nice to see them kind of going through their personal life struggles, you know?
I like that you pointed that out, but I think that's what I was missing, is them coming together at the end and uniting.
Right.
I still feel like they're divided. I feel like in every other season finale with Will and Grace, in past seasons, they've always come together in the end as four friends.
Yeah.
I didn't get that from
You wanted the Golden Girl cheesecake moment.
I did. I did.
End of the day,
that.
They sit down, they eat. Yep.
I'm here for that.
Thank you for being a friend, girl.
Same.
any last thoughts on the episode before we get into some predictions?
It was fun, but I'm more excited to see the... I'm going to stick by this. And someone had tweeted me, too. I do believe they rushed this season because this was a season where they did that one fun episode, the political one, and NBC was like, here you go.
Yes.
And I really think they wrote season 9 and then they got 10 and 11. So I'm interested to see how the next two seasons will look. That's why I think this season was kind of like, oh, well, we're here.
I agree.
I really hope that this next season that comes up, that they finally start getting back to what Will and Grace was, because I hate to say it, but they're losing me a little bit. I was really happy with the last episode, so I hope they make more episodes like the last one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
I think they had a lot of things to put into these episodes. First of all, they had the whole Olympic situation. They took a break, right? They had politics and stuff they had to probably mention.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we didn't see the traditional Will and Grace moments we love. So hopefully next season we would get them raw. They were just had to incorporate a lot of things, I think.
They don't need to do that.
Right,
this is not the show that you need to do that. Just be Will and Grace.
And that's it.
Guys, instead of doing predictions tonight, let's not do predictions because obviously it's the season finale.
Yeah.
So let's wait until next season to predict some stuff. But I want to leave on a positive note. So what did you guys really like about the season? What was your favorite episode or your favorite moment? I'll start to give you some thoughts.
Okay.
I think my favorite episode in general was the Rosario episode. I felt like seeing Karen's character evolve in such a way, I thought that episode was a wonderful homage to Rosario's character and brought the four of them together. I loved that episode.
Nice.
So that was one of my favorite episodes and moments, really.
I liked the episode where they were talking about, or they have the camping, right? Because they brought
something
to light that I think that's really important that, we need to see here in America and around the world. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it needs to be brought to light and I think we need to accept that. And I'm glad they did that because, you know what, we need to put an end to that. And I think people need to live the way that they want to live their lives and that's it.
Yeah.
I love the baby shower episode when Grace was just fully accepting herself as a single woman and being like, you know what, this is me, I'm happy, I'm not gonna just not go to events anymore because I'm scared of getting, you know, questions asked. So I just loved her living her truth.
Yeah.
I love the episode where Karen has to get the cake for the president coming to our house, or the vice president.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my favorite episodes because it was hilarious. Everything, I know we do say a lot of things are political, but right now, I feel like in 2008, that's all is going on right now because the person that's sitting in the White House is one big reality show.
Yeah.
So I felt like that episode actually reflected on what the world looks like today. Yeah. So it was one of my favorites.
Agreed. You guys, I love hearing your favorite moments. And I love that we all have different
ones.
You guys, if you liked our chat, if you liked our talk, give us a like, give us a subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating because we can always use that. Like and comment. We want to hear your favorite episodes. Let us know how we did throughout the season. We want to know if you'll be back. We will be back
next season,
hopefully, if fate decides. I am Timothy Michael. I'm going to let my panel close out.
My name is Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823.
And I'm Louisa Shar Amati. You can find me on Instagram at Louisa Shar and on, no, Twitter, Louisa Shar, Instagram, Louisa.Sharamati.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And I think I'm going to binge watch all of the old seasons.
There you go. Yeah. Once again, guys, thank you again for joining us for the season finale. Kiki thank you for joining us throughout the season. Yay. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. And we will see you guys next season.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.